This is the Detroit Evening Report for Thursday, May 27th, 2022. I'm Nargis Brahman from WDET News. A fire has destroyed Traffic Jam and Snug, a landmark restaurant and brew pub in Midtown Detroit, owned by Scott Lowell and Carolyn Howard. The fire did not spread to the neighboring Third Man Records or Shinola's flagship watch store. Fire officials say no one was inside Traffic Jam and Snug at the time of the early morning blaze. The restaurant is believed to be a total loss. No injuries have been reported. The cause of fire wasn't immediately known. One of the leading Republicans in the race for governor are headed to court. Former Detroit Police Chief James Craig and businessman Perry Johnson were found to have an insufficient number of valid petition signatures to get on the August primary ballot. The Board of State Canvassers also disqualified three other GOP candidates. Johnson has filed suit to get back on the ballot. Craig says he will file an appeal. The State Board of Elections says it found thousands of forged or fraudulent petition signatures submitted by the candidates. A massive safety recall and supply disruptions have swept many leading formula brands off store shelves. Many parents are having problems finding formula, but some experts point out systematic inequities contribute to lower rates of breastfeeding among Black and Hispanic women, making their babies more dependent on formula. The majority of formula in the U.S. is bought by low-income families. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that 20% of Black women and 23% of Hispanic women exclusively breastfeed through 6 months, compared to 29% of white women. The overall rate stands at 26%. In Detroit, organizations are looking for donations to distribute to those in need. U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow is calling on lawmakers to loosen restrictions for those receiving WIC to allow them to buy different brands of formula during the shortage. The David Whitney Building in downtown Detroit is getting a rebranding and makeover. Renovations include the expansion of the hotel and venues. The project will become a new Autograph Collection hotel, which will include 136 guest rooms. 24 of the apartments will become one- or two-bedroom hotel suites, with about 80 residency on the upper seven floors. Construction will begin this summer and is expected to be completed by 2023. End Gun Violence Michigan is hosting the Silence the Violence March next week at the Church of Messiah in Detroit. The event comes in response to this week's shooting at a Texas elementary school, where a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers. The Detroit Public Schools Community District, Detroit Medical Center, and the NAACP of Grosse Pointe Harper Woods are among participating organizations. Several dignitaries from Detroit and surrounding cities are expected to attend. The Detroit Equity Action Lab, or DEAL, is looking for people to apply to its seventh cohort of fellows. The free 12-month-long fellowship is aimed at strengthening multiracial and generational networks of local leaders. The Equity Action Lab is an initiative of the Wayne State University Law School and the Damon J. Keith Center for Civil Rights. People who live or work in Detroit and nearby metropolitan areas are encouraged to apply. The DEAL Fellowship focuses on teaching racial equity through a personal and structural lens. Applications are open until June 10th. Visit DetroitEquity.org for more information. A mural made by Castech students in Detroit will be featured at a local McDonald's on Mack Avenue. The five young artists will receive a combined $1,500 scholarship from McDonald's in Michigan, with $1,000 donated to Castech's art program. WDIV-TV reports the mural was created as part of a Celebration of Culture and Community program. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a line at DetroitEveningReport@WDET.org. I'm Nargis Rahman, WDET News.